This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 19th Civil Service Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Dobba assures civil servants will be motivated with high morale. Indra Jatra formally begins today. Tourism Minister Jivan Ram Shrestha says
Indra Jatra is the main attraction of the culture tourism. And Ukraine backs United Nations call for nuclear plant safe zone. Now, the news in detail. The 19th Civil Service Day is being celebrated today with the main slogan of Professional and Creative Administration, Development, Prosperity and Good Governance. The day is observed in commemoration of the Civil Service Act that was promulgated on Bhadra 22nd of 2013 Bikram Sambat. On the occasion of the 19th Civil Service Day today, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dobba mentioned that the contribution of the civil service as a permanent government of the country to socio-economic development and public service delivery to the citizens is commendable. Prime Minister Dobba said that the government is committed to ensuring high morale of the civil servants with incentives and career development opportunities. Prime Minister Dobba has also said that the role of civil administration is important in maintaining peace, security and good governance in the country and expressed his gratitude for the role played by national servants in the local level elections and expressed confidence that similar support would be received in the upcoming elections. He has urged all the civil servants to work for the development, prosperity and good governance of the nation and to fulfill the needs and aspirations of the Nepali people. The Indra Dhoja Thaan ritual took place in Hanuman Dhoka Dora Square area this morning, marking the commencement of Indra Jatra festival. The event is observed on the 12th day of bright half of the month of Bhadra in the lunar calendar each year. The ritual of installing a specially anointed wooden pole called Indra Dhoja or Lingo was held at the auspicious hour of 7:17 a.m. as advised by the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee. With this, Indra Jatra, the cultural festival that is celebrated in the Kathmandu Valley, has formally begun. Meanwhile, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jivan Ram Shrestha described the festival as the major cultural attraction of Nepal. The minister, who was present at Hanuman Dhoka to witness the commencement of the festival, was of the view of promoting various tangible and intangible cultures and aspects of the area for touristic purposes, stating that Nepal's culture, customs, traditions and lifestyles are unique and capable of catching hearts and minds of tourists. The minister said he plans to come up with a scheme connecting culture and heritages with tourism for the improvement of people's livelihood. During the 8-day festival, Indra, the Hindu deity of rain and good harvest, is worshipped. The much-awaited Federal Education Bill has reached to the Legislative Committee of the Council of Ministers. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudal informed a meeting of the cabinet yesterday decided to send the bill to the committee. He further said that the bill would be registered at the federal parliament once it came back from the cabinet committee. It may be noted that the relevant parliamentary thematic committees and education stakeholders had been drawing the government's attention to bring a Federal Education Act incongruent with the new constitution by replacing the Education Act 2028 Bikram Sambat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed calls by the United Nations Nuclear Agency for a safety protection zone at Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The plant has been occupied by Russia since the start of the war and it has come under repeated attack since, with both sides blaming each other. The United Nations says that the selling of Europe's largest nuclear power station must end immediately, as selling could cause an unlimited release of radioactive materials. In a report published yesterday, following last week's much-awaited visit, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, said that the presence of Russian military equipment on site could undermine its security. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said as a first step, Russian and Ukrainian forces must commit not to engage in any military activity towards the plant site or from the plant site. The Biden administration has said U.S. tech companies that receive federal funding will be barred from building any advanced technology facilities in China for 10 years. The guidelines were unveiled as part of a $50 billion plan aimed at building up the local semiconductor industry. It comes as business groups have pushed for more government support in an effort to reduce reliance on China. They are faced with a global microchip shortage which has slowed production. The U.S. currently produces roughly 10% of the global supply of semiconductors, which are key to everything from cars to mobile phones, down from nearly 40% in 1990. The Chinese embassy in Washington had opposed the semiconductor bill, calling it reminiscent of a Cold War mentality. The death of Indian billionaire Cyrus Mistry in a car accident has sparked a conversation around road safety and stricter enforcement of laws in India. 54-year-old Mistry died on Sunday after the car he was traveling in hit a divider on a highway on the way from Gujarat to Mumbai city. Local media reports have quoted police officials who said Mistry and a co-passenger in the rear seat, who also died, were not wearing seat belts. Indian law mandates seat belts for all car occupants, but this was rarely enforced for people in the rear seats. Federal Transport Minister of India Nitin Gadkari said that the people sitting in car rear seats without seat belts would be fined soon. The government is also set to make it compulsory for car makers to install alarms for rear seat belts. According to government data, every year, hundreds of thousands of people die in accidents in India's road. In 2021, the toll was more than 150,000, an average of 18 per hour. In the aftermath of Mistry's death, thousands of social media users shared a 3-second video simulation of the possible impact of a car of a crash on a rear seat passengers without a seat belt. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of province number 1, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rain and thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati province today. For tonight, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in province number 1, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at one or two places in rest of the provinces. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 30 degrees Celsius with 22.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nineteenth Civil Service Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba assures civil servants will be motivated with high morale. Indra Jatra Festival formally begins today. Tourism Minister Jeevan Ram Shrestha says Indra Jatra is the main attraction of cultural tourism. And Ukraine backs United Nations call for nuclear plant safe zone. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.